Hi, and welcome to I Can Become. My name is Max, and I am 8 years old. I live in Portland, Oregon. I like to play soccer and video games. When I grow up, I want to be a farmer. I really want to know more about becoming a farmer. So my friends at I Can Radio have arranged for me to talk to Brandon Easley from Slice of Heaven Farm. I wanted to ask him about becoming a farmer and what he wanted to be when he grew up. So let's dig into the interview. Tell us a little about yourself.
My name is Brandon Easley. I started farming about 12 years ago. We raise vegetables, assortment of animals, mainly vegetables for sale, farmers markets and so forth.
How many animals do you have on your farm?
So I raise, and it's important to note that I don't raise these things for resale. We raise chickens for meat, also known as broilers. And we raise chickens, separate chickens, for eggs, laying hens. There's one rooster I throw in there. He's a silky named Snowball. I also have two cows. One's named Lucy and one's named Susie. And I just started working with cows maybe a couple years ago. And I also raise, seasonally, pigs. And I bring them up on all the refuse, either from my kitchen, any refuse that happens at the wash station or we go to market, doesn't sell and goes bad, it goes straight to the pigs. Pigs are the farm's recycling system. Okay, so one more other key group of animals that live on my farm, and that is cats. I have about 15 cats. In Oregon, we don't have enough snakes or things that eat mice and other rodents. There's a multitude of different voles and moles and field mice and regular mice and kangaroo mice and all kinds of guys out there in the field, and they all want a piece of the crops.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I would commonly say an architect. I really enjoyed building things and working with Legos, and I didn't even know what an architect was, but that's what I would say. I also wanted to follow in footsteps of my father. He was a refrigeration mechanic, but as I got older and I started to experience more life, I realized how important it was for me to be able to work outside, work with my body, and do something that had a lot of meaning and purpose behind it.
How old were you when you knew you wanted to be a farmer?
I would say the dream started when I was about 25. And by the time I was 29, I could call myself a farmer.
What was it like being a farmer?
It depends on the season, depends on what you're growing. But overall, it can be extremely overwhelming at times, and it can also be extremely rewarding. To be a farmer on a really beautiful farm in spring, I don't think there's many feelings that match up to that.
What are some skills you need to become a farmer?
So this is another excellent question. You need a lot of mixed skills, from knowing how to divert water and plumbing, from how to wire something, electrical knowledge. Mechanical knowledge comes into play more than I would like it to. And then also understanding life and what makes life tick on so many different levels, from being a vegetable to an animal. Then trying to understand the universe that is soil and how to care for it so it cares for us. Yeah, so there's so many skills there. And then depending on what we want to raise, right, Max? So if I couldn't weld, for instance, I would have to pay a welder to weld the things that I needed when they broke. If I couldn't wire an electrical circuit, I would have to pay an electrician to come and do that. If I couldn't divert water to my plants when they need it, I would have to pay a plumber to do that. And thankfully, I know all these skills. I've acquired them either through my father or through life. And that really helps me cut down the price that I would have to pay to outsource that. I can just look within myself, find the solution, and my farm can keep going.
What is something that I should focus on at school to become a good farmer?
Spend time in a garden.
We don't like spend very much time in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we usually go like once every month.
That's not enough, Mac. But any opportunity that you can have to be outside and observe, just the power of observation and what it does for our minds, especially as a person that works with nature, is, yeah, you can't calculate that. And that's the saving grace of actually being out there working in a farm or in a garden, and it's building upon that knowledge, and you don't even know it's taking place. From watching and observing insects to actually watching your plants grow over time. If you're there every day, you'll watch it happen and it take place, and you'll be able to catch mistakes before they get too far. Is there any way that you can find a little piece of, even if it's smaller than the studio, even if it's the size of this desk, anything that you can learn to nurture a living thing that's gonna build upon that database in your brain on how to care for things? Because the animals that I raised, okay, they can't speak. The vegetables that I grow, they can't speak to me either. But if I learn to look and pay attention and observe, I can understand that there really is a language that they're trying to showing me or telling me in the form of the leaf of any plant. If it's having trouble growing, I'll be able to see it in the color, the shape, the lack thereof, you know, and be able to understand if there's a missing nutrients, for instance, if the plant's not getting enough water, and then I can adjust from there.
I have this like garden bay at home. We built it like the day before yesterday, and we have like all these herbs and stuff in it. We got one at like a local farmer market. There's this like place where there's like a bunch of herbs, and there's this like strawberry mint one. So I took my finger, I rubbed it on it, and I smelled it, and it smelled like strawberry.
It's fabulous, isn't it? Yeah, so even growing those herbs and just tending them is going to build from the bottom up. I didn't start growing things until I was pretty much in my early 20s. So you starting this at 9, truly going to help you.
What has been your favorite moment as a farmer?
It happens every time I'm at a meal and I look down at my plate and I know that a large portion of what I'm getting ready to consume came through the efforts of me and people who volunteer or work on the farm. And I can look up and see that food, which is medicine, entering the people that I love and care for. That moment is probably my favorite. Just that feeling of knowing that, look, I took control of something that is truly important. I have daughters, right? I've witnessed them grow to be the healthiest kids that I can find.
What is the strategy you use when you hit a roadblock in your profession?
So let me, like a hypothetical, right? So if I'm running into, I'm trying to raise turnips, for instance, and I sow them out, and as they come up, they're all infected with insects. I can't sell that. So I have to find a way to keep the insects from biting it. In this case, this has actually happened to me early on in my career. I would have to find a way to prevent the insects from reaching said turnips. So employing an insect netting. Right. So whenever there is a roadblock, and there will be many, we're working with nature, it's important to just calm yourself and problem solve. Sometimes the roadblock is really big. Sometimes it seems impassable. And when that happens, it's not as simple as just covering something with insect netting. When it's much bigger, I have to remind myself why I'm doing what I'm doing. There's one thing about human beings that surpasses almost all. And that is purpose and your mission. So when I encounter a roadblock that is almost impassable, I force myself to remember why I am here and what is my purpose. And when I can do that, when I can realign myself, then I can start strategizing and finding ways to overcome whatever roadblock that is in my way.
If you weren't a farmer, what would you be?
If I wasn't a farmer, I'd be a fisherman. Yeah, I have to work outside, and I have to work with nature.
How late do you go to bed and early you get up?
This is an excellent question, okay, because we live a little bit in the northern hemisphere, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so daylight during the summertime increases, right? So while that sun is stroking our little portion of Earth, I need to be able to, as old-timers would say, make hay while the sun shines. While that sun is striking those plants and I'm out there trying to catch it with their leaves, I need to be working as hard as possible. Okay, so sometimes during the spring and summer equinox, I work from sunup to sundown. When it's a harvest day, it's going to be really hot outside. I can be up as early as 3:30 and be going to bed as late as 9 o'clock and doing the same thing again tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really intense. It's a bit of a marathon. But, you know, come winter, right? Come November, for instance. I'm a seasonal farmer, so I can't really produce excellent vegetables in the middle of November without it costing me an exorbitant amount of money and electricity. So come winter, I'm fixing things, I can sleep in a little bit, and I can heal my body.
What is your best advice for me?
Keep your head up and work outside. If there is no garden, make a garden. Can't find a garden, have a container garden. Grow things and learn how to nurture them. And if it speaks to you, if you find something in growing things and nurturing things, keep with that. Because the truth of it, Max, and the reason that I am here today, because it's spring, I'm a very busy man, but this means so much to me to be able to speak to a young man that wants to become a farmer. But the truth is that we don't have enough farmers, and that most farmers that are in it today are overage, and they're heading out, and not many people are coming to fill those shoes. And I mean, that poses the obvious question is where's all the food gonna come from to feed all these people? So when I hear someone that wants to become a farmer, that means more to me, man, than money, for true. So my advice to you is that if it sings to you, we really need you, and we need other farmers just like you, and stick with it. Read as many farming books as you can get your hands on when you can't be out there with a shovel.
Do you have any questions for me?
First one that comes to mind is, if you were to become a farmer tomorrow, what would you grow?
Well, I like pomegranates and carrots because, like, I like cooking and making curry with my dad.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And if you can go out and harvest some of the ingredients for your homemade curry, that would probably just be ideal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that feeling right there is so worth it, Max. That's a fabulous goal. Carrots, I love growing carrots as well. Carrots is a difficult crop. If you ever make it to the point to where you're growing them, I got a lot of insight on that.
Thank you for coming, Brandon.
Max, it's been an absolute pleasure. I really appreciate the invite.
Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Max. Today I have learned that to be a farmer, you have to always keep going and persevere. And it's a good idea to start working on a garden right now. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at ICANN? Just visit ICANNradio.org and let them know. And maybe you could interview someone cool just like I did. I wanted to thank my guest, Brandon Easley, for coming onto the show. Because of you, I now know I can become a farmer.